This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Watch me! Watch me!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
The technocratic globalist enemy of humanity had this planned a long time ago to release this bio-agent, cause a worldwide panic-demic, and then usurp all powers unilaterally, funneling towards a one-world government with forced vaccinations and papers that you need to travel. Now, they went ahead with that anyway, even though Hillary Clinton, as the United States president, was a cornerstone of that plan. Trump has been a major roadblock. But understand this, the plan was for World War III with China this entire time, but it was going to be a fake war where the only real victor was the power structure, the only real victor were the elite that were responsible for starting this fake war. Now that Trump is in and it's all being exposed and America is awakening, we're looking at either a real World War III with China where the people of China could benefit with the Chinese Communist Party being abolished in worldwide military tribunals, where the American people can be financially free from the burdens placed on them by the unfair trade deals with China, the slave labor happening in China, all the manufacturing in China. That would be how the real war goes down. We'll see if Trump goes down that path or not. But if it would have been a fake war, World War III with China, potentially a billion would have died. And then the only victor would not have been the people of America or China. It would have been the power structure worldwide. Now, Alex Jones is about to join in this upcoming hour after a couple special reports. Let's go to Bill, though, in Iowa on the phone line first. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Owen, can you hear me?
Yep.
Great. Yeah, I just wanted to call in and, you know, I've been all over this country pretty much and, you know, when I went down to Florida a couple weeks ago, I was watching Fox News just right before I got there, and they're stating how the weigh stations are closed, cars are piling into the weigh station, getting checked and all that, blah, 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 blah. Of course, none of that's true at all whatsoever. And I was driving around Miami, you know, they said the military was on the ground. I didn't see nothing personally, which is another bunch of BS from, of course, our media. But, you know, throughout my travels, Every single person that I have talked to is so sick and tired of the shutdown. And, you know, I think it's great that you're holding that rally there in Austin. I wish I could be there for it. But there is more people than you absolutely know. I think people that don't even watch your show. I'll sit there and I'll talk to them. You know, they don't know nothing about InfoWars. But they all come to the same conclusion. We're being duped. And that kind of gives me hope. Now, what should we do about it? I think we should hold a, it's got to be planned, you know, but hold a big old rally in Washington, D.C. Hats people ain't working anyways. You know, they can't stop us all from getting out there and rallying around. And as far as what Trump should do, Alex mentioned this a few while ago. Time to bring in the black ops and just put a bullet to each one of these sons of a gun's heads. You know, starting with Bill Gates on down. End it all right there.
Well, look, a proper investigation of Bill Gates should be done. Zero doubt about that. Bill, thank you so much for that call. And the analysis there. America is definitely fed up with this, folks. Apparently, North Carolina's reopened after they had massive rallies this morning. Again, I'm hosting a rally in Austin, Texas, Saturday at noon at the Capitol building. Apparently, there's already one happening Thursday at noon outside of the governor's mansion, which is just catty corner to the Capitol. So it's right there. So America's rising up against this, there's no doubt. And all these people that are waking up are probably freshly, let's call it red-pilled, that are realizing how corrupt it's become and how out of control it's become. And so I guess we just kind of wait and see what our next response is if the government doesn't listen to we the people and reopen the country as it's due time. We can't take this anymore, folks. One more week of this, and supply lines will run dry. The meat plants are already not producing meat. The logistics companies that do freight and shipping are already shutting down. So you got about 2 weeks left. If we don't reopen this government, or if we don't reopen this country and this economy, it's not good. All right, special reports coming up then, Alex Jones.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Nearly 2,400 years ago in ancient Greece, Plato discussed the importance of population control. Aristotle advocated the use of abortion and infanticide. In 1798, an essay on the principle of population was written by Thomas Malthus. He outlined the idea of positive checks, which are diseases, wars, disasters, famines, and genocides. Malthus believed that these things should be utilized to increase the death rate, and believed that human misery was an absolute necessary consequence. In 1859, Charles Darwin published The Origin of Species. In it, Darwin only hinted at the implications of human populations, but his cousin, Sir Francis Galton, became obsessed with the idea. In 1883, Galton published Inquiries into Human Faculty and Its Development, wherein he wrote that his intention is to touch on various topics more or less connected with that of the cultivation of race, or, as we might call it, with eugenic. The term comes from the Greek word eugenis, of noble birth. In the early 20th century, eugenics became an academic discipline in universities. Organizations were formed and funded to win public support. The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute and the Cold Spring Harbor Institute rejected the idea that all humans are born equal and began selling the idea of cultivating a new master race of noble bloodlines. Planned Parenthood was formed in America by racial eugenics advocate Margaret Sanger. President of IBM, Thomas J. Watson, established a special subsidiary in Poland called Watson Business Machines to assist in the Nazi invasion of Poland. This business continued throughout the war, and IBM managed the entire operation from their headquarters in New York. During the Nuremberg trials, the Nazis quoted U.S. Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes in their own defense. They claimed that their eugenics program was being run from the United States. The Nazis were rightly admonished for war crimes, but not Thomas Watson. He went on to create the IBM World Trade Corporation and passed IBM on to his son. His granddaughter ended up marrying Margaret Sanger's grandson. Bill Gates' father worked on the board for Planned Parenthood, and his mother worked on the corporate board for IBM, who Bill partnered with to create Microsoft. With no medical background, Bill Gates then went on to become the world's foremost pusher of vaccines and population control. Do you think this is all coincidence? The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funds the WHO, the NIH, the CDC, and the UN. And now he is saying that until we get mass vaccinations, we might never be able to gather in groups.
And which activities like mass gatherings may be, in a certain sense, more optional. And so until you're widely vaccinated, those may not come back at all.
The president's coronavirus response team are all pushing the Bill Gates vaccination agenda. Dr. Fauci is on the leadership council for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. In January of 2017, Anthony Fauci told a crowd at Georgetown University that there would be a surprise outbreak during the Trump presidency.
There is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
Deborah Birx is a board member for the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, which was founded by the Gates Foundation and known for millions of dollars of fraudulent misuse of funds. In October of 2019, Bill Gates sponsored Event 201, a simulation that estimated 65 million people killed by coronavirus. In November of 2019, the Purebright Institute, funded by Bill Gates, was granted European patent number EP3172319B1 for a coronavirus vaccine that may be used to treat humans. Today, Dr. Fauci says the virus will keep coming back, and he says the ultimate game changer will be a new vaccine. In Australia, the Prime Minister is telling people the shutdown will last months, that it's the new normal, and that the only way out of your homes is to accept the vaccine. There is no proof that vaccines are the answer. In fact, the CDC admitted in federal court that it does not have studies to support the claim that vaccines do not cause autism. A top UN scientist admitted that vaccines are killing people. It is time to do some hard thinking. Will you allow your government to impose forced vaccinations? For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese. In the intelligence community, a limited hangout is the deliberate revelation of some information about malfeasance to try to confuse and/or prevent discovery of other information. In a recent Daily Mail article, the Communist Chinese admit, after 4 months of denial, that the COVID-19 virus resulted from work being done in the Wuhan Institute of Virology and was paid for by the U.S. National Institute of Health, run by none other than Anthony Fauci during the Obama administration. In the article, the CCP admits to harvesting their bats from a single cave in Yunnan, China, thereby vindicating the work of Indian researchers who scanned its genome and found evidence that COVID-19 is a man-made hybrid, also known as a chimera virus. Controversy sparked in 2015 over the creation of a chimeric SARS-like virus at the University of North Carolina, and a moratorium was enacted to end gain-of-function research in the United States. Gain-of-function research involves genetically increasing the transmissibility of deadly pathogens. Immediately following this moratorium, the Obama administration and the National Institute of Health, under Dr. Anthony Fauci, outsourced the work to the Wuhan Virology Lab in China. The NIH awarded $3.7 million in research grants to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for gain-of-function coronavirus experimentation on bats. The Wuhan Institute lists the NIH as a partner, as well as the University of Alabama, the University of North Texas, Harvard University, and the National Wildlife Federation. The CCP still claims that it was an accident, suggesting that the innocent bat experiments may have gotten out of control. But the admission is that COVID-19 came from the Wuhan laboratory, and it was paid for and directed by Anthony Fauci and the NIH. The very same Fauci who is now suggesting extended lockdowns and mandatory vaccinations in the United States. As the world increasingly blames China for the COVID-19 virus, the CCP has fired a not-so-subtle warning shot across the bow of their American deep state accomplices. A massive war with China could potentially make all talk of deep state corruption vanish. Reporting for InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
And say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I saved tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of lives by doing
this. The argument is that you bought yourself some time. You didn't use it to prepare hospitals. You didn't use it to ramp up testing.
You're so disgraceful. It's so disgraceful the way you said it. Let me just listen. I just went over it.
Or is this ramp supposed to make people?
I just went over it.
In an unprecedented crisis.
Nobody thought we should do it, and when I did it.
But what did you do with the time that you bought?
You know
the
we
month
did?
Of February.
You know what we did?
Yeah.
What do you do? What do you do when you have no case in the whole United States?
You had a case
when you, excuse me, you reported it. Zero cases, zero deaths on January 17th.
January. You have a complete gap.
On January 30th.
What did your administration do in February for the time that your travel ban thought?
A lot. What? A lot. And in fact, we'll give you a list. What we did, in fact, part of it was up there. We did a lot. Look. You know you're a fake. You know that your whole network, the way you cover it, is fake. And most of you, and not all of you, but the people are wise to you. That's why you have a lower approval rating than you've ever had before, times probably three. And when you ask me that question, let me ask you this. Why did Biden apologize? Why did he write a letter of apology? No, that's very important. Why did the Democrats think that I acted too quickly? You know why? Because they really thought that I acted too quickly. We have done a great job. Now, I could have kept it open. And I could have done what some countries are doing. They're getting beat up pretty badly. I could have kept it open. I thought of keeping it open because nobody's ever heard of closing down a country, let alone the United States of America. But if I would have done that, we would have had hundreds of thousands of people that would right now be dead. We've done this right, and we really have done this right. The problem is the press doesn't cover it the way it should.
Ladies and gentlemen, the press in this country, the corporate press, is bought and paid for by multinational corporations, allied with communist China. We all know that. And as it all begins to come out and unfold, they're going to get more desperate. They're going to get more out of control. And what they're doing right now is in blue states they control and in U.S. attorney's offices they control. They're going around everybody's bank records, their tax records over the decades, and they are calling up people saying, if you don't come out against Trump and if you don't support the destruction of the country, we're going to indict you. And because Trump hasn't gotten control of the Justice Department and it just operates, still run by Hillary and Obama and the deep state, they are allowed to terrorize the American people. And most people, when they get threatened with indictments or worse, back down. And so it's a real miracle that members of Congress, after being lied about, having people come to their houses, threatened to kill them, like the Senate Majority Leader after having their ribs broken, like Rand Paul, after being shot with bullets, like Congressman Scalise,
that they're holding the line. But you see, they're holding the line instead of ever going on the offense against these criminals. And so because all those indictments we heard about for people that committed massive crimes, because that never happened, by extension, Trump and the Justice Department at the top are authorizing this scorched earth policy that's being carried out, that's now a stay-at-home order for most Americans and a death sentence for small businesses. And now the Democrats are putting strings on all the money, and so we're going into economic depression. And so as bad as the persecution has been against InfoWars, I expected this. I even predicted they'd use a bioweapon to carry it out. But now people ask, well, how are you handling it? Well, I know how the president's handling it. He's completely surrounded. And so are the American people, by criminals who've never gotten in trouble, and they were like spoiled three-year-olds throwing fits and overturning the dinner table and kicking their parents in the shins, because they've never been put in their place. And they are collections of soft, stupid, corrupt, blackmailed individuals in corporate America and in Main Street America and in Wall Street America and in Washington, D.C. And so this country really has cancer. And we've seen a lot of good happen. A lot of this has been turned around. A lot of what the globalists have been up to is being exposed. But that's only elicited them to come charging out of their rat's nest, attacking even more ferociously. See, America for the last 50 years or so has just been go along to get along while we were being robbed blind. And a lot of adults, a lot of older people think, well, if you just go on to get along, it'll be like last time, it'll be okay. No, we're up to slaughtering the pig time at Christmas. The pig's been out there for a couple of years, growing, getting fattened up, and the next time it gets let out of the gate, it doesn't know it's being led to be, you know, hauled up by its feet and its throat slit and be cut up into pork chops. We're now at the pork chop level, and they're walking over with the knife to reach down and pat us. You know, they usually give you a carrot or a tomato or something, or maybe a radish, you know, or an apple. But this time, it's just a quick knife with razor sharp across the carotid arteries. And I'm sitting there watching history, knowing what's happening, and I'm watching them sharpen the knife up on the front porch. And they're saying, yeah, I'm going to go slit the, I'm going to go butcher Candy or Brady or whatever the pig's name is. And they do it. You know, that's part of growing up on a farm. I didn't grow up on a farm, but my grandparents were on a farm. And my dad's parents, and, you know, it wasn't a big deal, but a few times I happened to be there when they were slaughtering an animal. They're like, yeah, we like old such and such, but it's time to chop them up, put them in the deep freeze. We'll have some good steaks tonight. You just go out and shoot them, shoot your cow right in the head of the 22. Just walk up, shoot, falls right over, haul it up with a tractor on chains, slit its throat, bleed the meat out, and butcher it right there. You spend like 5 hours butchering the cow and eat fresh steaks that night. This meat goes to hamburger, and you grind that up, and this goes to that. And this is just a process of rendering down America, breaking your will, making you desperate, absolutely teaching you total submission. So I have a lot of sorrow for the fact that we're run by these psychotics, but if America doesn't stand up and say no, it's really what we deserve. So I'm going to cover some of this news when we come back. I was going to take 2 days off. Like every time I'm going to take off, take my children fishing or something. Out of that very farm I was talking about, I hadn't been there in years, family farm. The minute I'm going to go do something like that, this all happens and stuff breaks loose. And, you know, behind the scenes, the establishment's like, okay, well, you defeated this, you defeated that, you stood up to this, you stood up to that. How about we put your ass in prison? Well, the whole country's in prison. You know, what's next? We'll put a bullet in your head? Well, I mean, you're putting a bullet in the country's head. You want to put a forced vaccine in all of us that Bill Gates admits will kill a bunch of people? I mean, it's like, what do you think's going on here? Just because organized crime took this country over and you think every place is New York or L.A. or Baltimore, Maryland, it's not. And they've taken our restraint as weakness. That's not what's happening. They're going to lose. They are losing. But for those of us at the tip of the spear, it's going to be hard. But you know what? I'm glad to be here, and I'm proud to be in this position. I'm more happy than I've ever been. I'm more fulfilled. I can face God. You can.
champions made of. Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWars.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your fear, but it's fear. Beware, look out.
There's no sign of the morning. There's no sign of the pain. You better
looking for dragons to slay, someday you'll find them. And you'll get what you wanted. Your destiny. Well, I got up this morning, and there was a headline. Governors on the West and East Coast form an alliance against Trump. And they said science. That means the UN, the Chi-Coms, Fauci, that allowed the NIH to transfer the bioweapons to China on record. The scientific dictatorship will dictate not the president, not Congress, but the governors interpreting what scientists they want to hear from. But we have Cuomo saying just 2 days ago that all the projections were wrong, between 9, 10, 15, 20 times higher in their death rates than what really happened. And you look at the governor of Michigan walking around like a crazed jack-o'-lantern loon, and Cuomo all jacked up and crazy. Cuomo's brother, Chris Cuomo, came out in an interview. Maybe we should air it next segment. And he said, you know, people hate me out in public now, but I let them know I hate them too. But this isn't what I wanted. I mean, I want to be nice. I want to be bipartisan. Yeah, right. They're feeling the heat, folks. They think they're going to break all the rules and commit all these crimes and do all these things and that it won't come back on them. They're nothing but scared little puppets. They go to other little puppets, and they have these round tables, these committees of corrupt, mainly men and big corporations that sit around and do deals with dictators and do deals with authoritarian regimes. They don't like open, free countries. And they've decided to get rid of the checks and balances because they believe their multinational corporations can play the countries off against each other and the people off against each other and be the new robber barons of the planet. It's not going to go that way. You go to any Cuomo comment page that's open. You go to any place where they're talking about Bill Gates, and it's 99% negative. Look at their champion. He can't even talk. Joe Biden. He's so emblematic of their delusion. And so they peck and scrape in the dust, trying to find some plan, some idea to blackmail or intimidate their opposition. And now they're noticing it isn't working anymore. So they have to up the intimidation. They have to up the threats. They have to up the scams in a hope that people will finally bow down to them again. This country is in a civil war with one faction that hates the country, doesn't want it to exist, and that has literally been feeding off it for decades, and another faction that just wants to stop being bullied and lied about. So you have the states on the West Coast, the East Coast, that don't believe countries and borders even exist, coming out and saying, we're going to block Trump reopening the country. How many times did I say the last 8, 9, 10 weeks that they'll say Trump didn't do enough, even though he's the one doing something? Then they'll say that he's doing a good job when he finally shuts things down completely. See, they wanted to get bad first. So first, like, oh, everything's fine. Don't block the borders. Don't block Chinese flights. Once they have some death, oh, my God, it's your fault. You got to shut everything down completely. And then, by the way, you're never going to reopen it. Even though all the metrics show it's already causing millions of people to be at starvation and to starve to death, half a billion people sliding into absolute near starvation levels. But they won't be memorialized or humanized or focused on. They won't be spotlighted, those actually starving to death. The mothers has to decide which one of her three children to feed and which other two to allow to die. That's confirmed. That is the New York Times. Death by coronavirus or hunger? Well, millions of dead from hunger. They're saying like 2 million about to die, more than, you know, double the normal. But that's okay. 10 plus million die a year anyways, right? So they're saying tens of millions if it continues. There's a global depression, which is already in most areas. But it's about the corporations grabbing power and control. They're essential. Your business, your home, your right to travel, your right to whatever, does it. They decide with an app they've already got for you with Google and Apple merging to carry that out. Because it turns out those companies weren't separate all along, folks. That was a con game for the stockholders. That was to get around the monopoly laws. They're not going to need that anymore because they're all unifying, just like China did 5 years ago, making Xi Jinping dictator for life. He's already a dictator, but it always consolidates down, demanding more fealty, more subservience, more slavery in any system until you vertically integrate into an absolute top-down North Korean nightmare. What did President Trump say about this morning in probably one of his most epic tweets? Tell the Democrat governors that Mutiny on the Bounty was one of my all-time favorite movies. A good old-fashioned mutiny every now and then is exciting and invigorating thing to watch, especially when the mutineers need so much from the captain. Too easy. Well, I hope that's the case, Mr. President, because they still think they're going to remove you and then they'll charge Stone and throw him in jail for 20 years. They still think they're going to remove you and then shut down what's left at Fox News. They still think they're going to remove you and then be able to throw my ass in prison for no reason and have a reign of terror against the American people who the globalists hate, because the idea of our spirit, if we ever realized our birthright and rediscovered it, could defeat them. So we need bold action, Mr. President. You try to play ball with these people. You try to be nice to them, share power with them. They take it as weakness. Why haven't you pardoned Julian Assange that you told to release the WikiLeaks? Why? Why have you sat there and allowed the globalists to commit all these incredible crimes? I understand you're surrounded by a bunch of cowards. They tell you one thing and do another. That's come out. We understand you signed an executive order. They think you forget about it and put it under a piece of paper. That disdain they have for you, that seizure of power at the managerial role, is criminal mutiny. So I'm glad you talk about mutiny, Mr. President, because I've called it mutiny within the federal government by the bureaucracy, and a coup, not just against you, but against the American people and the very rule of law. That's where we are right now. We are not going over the edge of the cliff. We've gone over the edge of the cliff. And listeners and viewers of this broadcast need to know, you are not spectators. You are men and women in the arena. And now that hypothetical medical tyranny, world government complete with forced inoculations and implantable microchips isn't a thing of the future. It's a thing of the now. And I cannot be allowed to be on air much longer when everything we've talked about is now becoming manifest reality. It was already reality behind the scenes. You ever seen the old films of a big ship or a battleship or a frigate, a submarine, and it's on the blocks, and they unveil the curtains and they cut the blocks, and the big ship slides into the water? I was behind the curtain. I saw the attack ship. I saw the armies. I saw the globalists. I saw their plans beta tested on innocent populations. I came out and told you, hey, behind those curtains is this: a medical tyranny, forced inoculation, robots controlling you, forced sterilization of your children if you want to get your universal income. And now they've unveiled it, cut the blocks, it hit the water, and now it swings guns around and is firing at us right now. And I'm just here going, wow, ladies and gentlemen, what are we going to do? They pulled back the curtains, they cut the blocks, they launched the ship, and now it's running us over. They're not busting a bottle of champagne on the bow of it to christen it. They're busting it over our head. And people ask, how are you handling it, Alex? How are you handling it? I mean, I've already prepared to die. I mean, I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about our children, folks. They're coming with sterilization, cancer, vaccines. They're coming to kill us with a soft kill weapon.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, if you're driving down the highway through New Mexico, you come up to a rise, and you got a roadmap that tells you Albuquerque is right over those hills as you go down into that basin. And sure enough, you may have never been there in your life, but you crest the top, and there's the city at night down beneath you. Sure enough, it's there. But that's a happy thing, a nice destination you're going to. Well, imagine if you're looking at the roadmap and you know it leads to depopulation, human slavery, a post-human world, a medical tyranny that takes control of civilization and it slowly poisons the population to death while posing as their saviors. What would you do if you were on a bus being taken to that place, and you'd been there before, and you'd escaped it, and now you're warning people on the bus that they're not being taken to a seaside resort or to a mountain retreat or to a pretty basin. They're being taken to a very bad place. What would it be like to know your wife, your children, your culture, your country, the whole world was being taken to a horrible place? You wouldn't care about yourself because there's not going to be a world to live in by yourself if this thing wins. And it's so frustrating to know this thing is so evil and so bad, and it's got so many cowards following its orders, that it ensures our destruction, at least for a long time to come. And there's no point in going there. All we had to do was have our chivalry, have our honor, have our courage, have our truth, and then exercise it. I can follow trajectories like anybody can, that road we're on. And if you look at the attacks, that the election was illegitimate and then that Trump was a tyrant and all that, that was the beta test, because they thought, well, if this works, it doesn't destabilize things as bad. And then we can carry out our plans later to shut down the world economy and bring the public to their knees. We need to get rid of Trump first, because if he's in there, we don't want to carry this out yet. They had the white papers and the blueprints and the Event 201 things on the drawing board, and operations like Lockstep, the Rockefeller Foundation. And they were intending right around this time, 2020, to be launching the virus scare. And that's why they cooked it up in China and got it all ready. And Fauci oversaw those operations. But they were so feverish about getting Trump out of office and isolating him, because they wanted to carry this out with him not in power. Because now having him there, even surrounded by a bunch of cowards and dunces, they're using the media and the big corporations to coordinate the lockdown, but he's there challenging it. When he realized the public had been caught in the hysteria, he went with it, but only to have credibility to be able to try to turn it back, as he's now doing with an alliance of Republican governors led by folks like Mr. Abbott, Governor Abbott. So if you follow this trajectory, this is the time they'll kill Trump, in the next couple weeks, the next few months. And this is the time that they'll drug him and say he had a stroke. That's another road. And then have his cabinet bring in a new president. But they're not sure they've got Pence. There's been a lot of whisper campaigns against Pence from the fake right wing, because Pence looks like it's actually good. And Trump daily is gaining more control over the executive branch, so they don't know what to do. But I can tell you that the establishment is losing power, and they're really scared. They know they've committed all these crimes, and they launched COVID-19, which they already had, again, on the drawing board and off the shelf, ready to go later to bring in world government, bring in medical tyranny, bring in forced inoculation, bring in depopulation, bring in the digital global ID to track you, the implantable ink microchip. I mean, it's all now here. But they've now executed it to hold the country fully hostage, and to have the Democrat governors say, we're going to hold you hostage, and we're going to run a blockade, a naval blockade. You know, Trump's using Mutiny on the Bounty as a naval analogy, so I use the naval analogy of big ships on their blocks. But how about the analogy of a blockade, a naval blockade, where you lay siege to, say, Gibraltar, or lay siege to Tripoli, and you've got the or Kennedy's naval blockade of Cuba, the Cuban Missile Crisis. The Democrats are now saying they're going to block. If Trump doesn't do what they say, they're going to block ships with food and material coming in, an act of war. So what the Democrats are really saying is, we're going to lay siege to America. That's the headline. It's like, media's like, well, look out, Trump. You say you'll stand up to the Democrat governors on the East and West Coast. We control all the ports. We'll cut America off like happened in the Civil War against the South. I mean, you see how this rapidly, day by day, is escalating into insane times? But you could argue who was in the right in the Civil War. And some said, oh, they thought Obama would have a Civil War and be Lincoln-esque and dominate America. But no, instead, the real Abraham Lincoln, I mean, one that you could actually believe in, is Donald Trump. I mean, he's really trying to unify the country against an outside foreign threat, not just breakaway states that weren't happy with what was happening. And he's really battling for the heart and soul of the nation. And he is a Yankee. And he's got the South support and the Midwest support. And so the East and West Coast have declared war on him. And I kept saying, the Chi-Coms are running a civil war. They're running a breakup of the country. They're wargaming it through the media. They're financing. They own almost all of Hollywood. And people say, really, the Chi-Coms are funding a civil war. Well, you're here now. The governors, the big tech companies, the blue cities, the 40 million illegal aliens they control, Chi-Com funded, and now I've talked to a lot of national talk show hosts, some of the biggest, and they're like, man, we're now getting the threats, or you get the threats, and my phone's been ringing off the hook, and people are showing up in, like, you know, dudes in, like, vans. They'll just say something really threatening to their wife. And then, you know, somebody will call their house and you know, say, oh, I saw your little dog in the back there. And they're like, what little? And they're like, yeah, a little spotted dog. We're going to cut your head off. I mean, that's what's been going on, folks. And a lot of people just go, whoa, I'm out. Listen, they're going to cut the whole country's head off and our freedom. You give in to this. You can't give in to this intimidation. They're doing this because they're losing. But that's why I called for Trump, like Lincoln. But Lincoln facing a real threat that wants to destroy the children and the country itself, to understand we're already under globalist imposed martial law and siege and economic blockade. And we're facing a military operation. He's pointed out this is criminal mutiny. And they're saying they're going to blockade our shores. It has to stop, Mr. President. I understand you thought you could back them down, beating Russiagate and beating Ukrainegate and beating all the other stuff. You can't, sir. They're not going to stop. Now, this is their military move. And so people are all asking me. I had to tell the crew today what was going on behind the scenes. And I'll be able to talk about it soon on air. But when I learned they're imminently trying to arrest the leadership of the hardliner resistance movement, it's going to chill up my spine. You understand? They're giving their orders in their deep state and in their partially controlled Justice Department and other areas to move against the American people when they kill Trump. See, they want the country shut down. You're in your house. You don't know what to do. Your new bosses are Bill Gates and Fauci, and then Trump has a stroke or Trump dies. And then, by the way, all these people get arrested or whatever for crimes they've committed. This is called a hot coup. So these criminals love to brag, too, like Fauci in 2017. Oh, Trump's going to get hit with a big bio event. Watch, that'll cut him down to size. Well, Trump didn't know about that clip. Once he found out about it, he's that close to being fired. And you know, Bill Gates is acting friendly. Trump doesn't understand all that. He hasn't studied his whole life. But Trump gets it now. That's why the New York Times is Trump's crazy. He doesn't trust the deep state. The first there wasn't a deep state. Now he doesn't trust them. So this is it, folks. This is the battle for the Republic, the New World Order, the whole nine yards. And the Republican arms of the Justice Department are paralyzed and scared and blackmailed. And the Democrat ones work for MS-13 and, you know, the jihadi terrorists and the Chi-Coms are all on the payroll already. So they're all going to prison if we ever get the country back. So they're fully committed, like crazed criminals of the most savage type you've ever imagined in your life. And they'll follow any orders once the takeover is complete. And they're not going to stop there. They're going to finish the job. They're going to bankrupt every one of you. They're going to break your will. They're going to come take your sons especially, because we're going into bondage just like in ancient Egypt. It's all a repeat. But you know, God is going to send the angel of death. Not delivered by men, but by God. I pray for the angel of death.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.